The Tale of the Haunted, featuring Rosie and Sam. Typical teenagers. Do you really want to read Rosie and Sam's story? Well, if you must. But if you run screaming from the room, just don't blame me. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. Rosie and Sam woke up to a sunny, joyful day. Although, to them, this meant death and glory.
Come on, you old lump,
Rosie called to Sam.
We got work to do,
she exclaimed again. Sam rolled in on a skateboard.
I'm here, he announced.
Breakfast is ready, Mum called from the kitchen. Suddenly, Rosie and Sam raced into the kitchen. They both swiped up a piece of toast and raced back outside.
Where are you going, you two?
Mum asked curiously. Rosie and Sam started humming like they hadn't a care in the world.
I said, where are you going?
To the park. Okay then, see you. Bye. Rosie and Sam started walking down the path to the park so that they could fool their mum into thinking that they were actually going. But as soon as their mother walked back into the house, they ran the other way, the way to the community hall where the dance class was going on. As soon as Rosie and Sam arrived at the community centre, they checked in the window to make sure that the dance class was actually going on.
Are you sure they're in there?
I think they are. I don't know. I think they are.
Let's have a look.
And a 5, 6, 7, 8. Work it, girls. And turn it around.
I think they are. Right, let's get to work. Come on.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Rosie and Sam creeped round the back door of the entrance to the community hall. They slowly creeped in with their knives and they prepared to do something that no other kid in this small village would even dare to do.
Give us all your money or you're dead!
Rosie and Sam screamed as soon as they leapt into the dance.
Rosie and Sam held their knives in their hand and they got ready to murder and stab all the dancers.
But suddenly Sam and Rosie heard the sirens of the police cars. They knew they had to escape, so they made a run for it. Come on, let's go. The sooner we get out of here, the better. They ran as far as they could and along the path they found a house made out of sweet.
Yay! Goody!
Rosie exclaimed. This is our